Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, has given the Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your son, your daughter. Whoever is staying in your house, wake them up. Wake them up. And tell them that In Your Corner is on the air. Let them know In Your Corner is on the air. We're on the air, y'all. So go on, wake them up. 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 It's time to get up. You can only sleep so long. You got to get your day started. Let me go get this bus. Let me go get my bus. I got my bus crunked, y'all. All right. Come on, y'all. Let me pick up somebody in the neighborhood. Come on. Let me start with my family. Come on now. Come on, baby. Come on, Bookie. Bookie. Come on, Bookie. Hey, you heard me. You act like you didn't hear me. Come on, Bookie. All right, boo baby. You need to come on too. All y'all need this word in you. Come on now. Come on. All right, Agnes. All right, Marie. Mary Sue. Come on. All y'all, come on. Y'all need to get on board of the Bible bus. Everybody needs to get on board of the Bible. Yes, y'all need some Bible. I know y'all went to church on Sunday, but y'all need some Bible today. Come on, you need some Bible today. Oh, let me go get an old song here.
Some people.
This is a song that says, just look at the blessing.
Oh, Lord.
See, y'all don't know how blessed you are.
A blessing.
Bookie.
The heavens.
Come on.
Said thank you, Jesus. Don't you know somewhere, Willie? Somebody was born with two legs, just like you and I. But the legs won't walk. And somebody somewhere was born with a tongue, but it won't move. And said thank you, Jesus. Look at you and I today. Hey, daughter, good daughter. Somebody, little child somewhere, is naked and ain't got no clothes to wear. Somebody's child somewhere have gone all day long and ain't got no bread to eat. Look at your child and my child. Look at the home we got from the living. And look at the clothes we got to go on our back. Look at the bread we got on the table. You tell me, ain't God a good God? We all ought to look around us today and tell the world. Yeah.
right, that was Willard Banks and the Messengers this morning on In Your Corner, saying just look at the blessing. Oh, you need to just look at your blessing. You got eyes, you can see, that's a blessing. You got ears, you can hear, that's a blessing. You got legs, you can walk, that's a blessing. Just look at your blessing, and you'll see what the Lord has really done for you. All right, all right, all right. That's our song this morning. But it's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. This morning we'll be reading out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. We'll be reading out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 through 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we are destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you, and that our labors might have been in vain. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us, just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now, we really live since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you his Holy Spirit. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers and sisters throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, dear friends, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep with him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying, peace and safety.
Destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him.
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject whatever is harmful. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
The end of the book of 1 Thessalonians. The book of 2 Thessalonians.
Silas and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right.
And as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs
and the man of lawlessness is revealed. The man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word.
All right. That was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of 1 Thessalonians, beginning with chapter 3. And we read on over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. May God bless those who have heard and read his holy word this morning. It's prayer time now, y'all. Time for prayer. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's circle up. Let's make our prayer circle. And come on. Come on. Let's hold hands. Come on. Son, daughter, sister, brother. Come on, hold hands. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you once again for being a good God, kind God, a compassionate God, a God that can do everything but fail. Thank you, dear God, for all of the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, dear God, for that great song we listened to this morning. Just look at the blessing. Help us, dear God, to be thankful. The scripture says, in everything, give thanks, because this is the will of God concerning your life. So help us to give thanks in everything, not for everything, but in everything. So whatever the situation is, help us to give thanks in that situation, dear God, because the scripture also tells us that the anger of God, anger of man, does not produce the righteousness of God. So it's not going to do any good with us just getting mad. We don't have to get mad about life. We can pray about life. So thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. Now, Lord, I ask that you will hear our prayer, hear our call today. Lord, you know what we are standing in need of today. Lord, something is wrong in the home. Whatever is wrong in the home today, we are praying that you will make it right. Whatever is wrong on the jobs today, Lord, we ask that you will make it right. Touch that co-worker. Touch that supervisor. Touch that mean manager, dear God. Touch their heart. Soften up their heart. Touch those hard taskmasters, dear job, Lord, that seem to be just driving your people on the job, just like the taskmasters drove the children of Israel back in Pharaoh and Moses' them day. Touch in a mighty way. Help them to even lighten the load, dear God. Lord, we just pray that you will touch the hearts of the wicked man. Turn their hearts and their minds back towards thee. Now, Lord, we just put this day before you. We put the weekend before you. Lord, bring home that prodigal son and that daughter. And Lord, we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. That's it this morning. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. We done read our scripture. Clock on the wall is saying that's going to be all then. All right, thank you so kindly for joining us. Thank you for riding the Bible bus this morning. All right. Keep that song in your heart and mind. Just look at the blessing. Also, go back and read some of those scriptures and meditate on them. And you make sure you show up at somebody's church on Sunday, all right? Amen, amen. All right, let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Set Y'all, Wash Y'all Room. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church, a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you ever come to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, please stop by Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, if you miss any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. In Your Corner will be rebroadcast at 12 and at 6. Ghostbusters will be rebroadcast at 1 and 7. The Situation Room will be rebroadcast at 2 and 8. A Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 3 and 9. Unshackled will be rebroadcast at 4 and 10. A deeper look in the book will be rebroadcast at 5 and 11. So listen to us all day long. Go tell a friend. Go tell a neighbor. Go tell somebody about us. Tell that coworker about us. Tell your pastor. Tell your preacher. Tell your Sunday school teacher about us. Tell somebody about us, because we are in your corner.